News Talk 1620 WTAW. A few minutes this evening to talk about the upcoming Parents Weekend at Texas A&M. Paul Searle, class of 2012, is this year's chairman. Paul, as a newcomer, I'm just wrapping up my first year around here. Tell me about how big Parents Weekend is.
All right. Well, Parents Weekend has grown exponentially over the past couple of years. Usually we get around 15,000 parents coming in for the weekend, and we have a variety of events going on all around campus. Many of the kids' organizations put them on, as well as the university events. So it's just a great time to socialize and kind of thank the parents who are sending us to such a great school.
And is Parents Weekend, I guess when I first heard that, sound like to me maybe like a recruiting tool for incoming freshmen, but I'm guessing it's much more than that.
No, it's actually for the current students and their parents. Obviously, if we get any younger siblings, it's great to show them the side of A&M that we all know and love. But it's mostly just a way to give back to our parents and kind of show them what it's like here daily, since I know there's a lot of out-of-state parents and a lot of busy parents that don't really get to see it firsthand.
Let me, again, another kind of an off-tangent question, but have you noticed maybe grandparents showing up, second and third generation Aggies coming with their children and grandchildren?
Definitely. Actually, we get, I know I've seen at least three generations at some of our events this past year. Basically, everyone wanting to come back and reminisce and see how the campus is evolving, which it has done pretty rapidly over the last couple of years. So definitely you get all generations and hopefully future Aggie recruits.
Well, let's run down some of the events. What do you want to promote as far as this weekend's Parents Weekend?
Well, on Friday, which is the 15th, it's going to be Ring Day. And as most of us know, that's when Aggies, whoever reached the 100-hour pinnacle mark, get their Aggie ring, myself included, and that'll be going on all day at the Association of Former Students. And then later, Friday night at midnight, it will be midnight yell at Kyle Field. Even though there's no competitive football game tomorrow, there's the maroon and white game, so that'll be preparing for that. Kind of segueing into that, the maroon and white game is going to be starting at either 1 or 1:30, they haven't let us know, but it'll be at Kyle Field. The morning of April 16th on Saturday, from 10 a.m. to noon, will be Brunch with the Deans. Now, this is a new event, and this is in lieu of our annual Bevo Burn, which didn't work out this year. But this will be a chance for parents to come meet the deans of their kids' colleges. So we're pretty excited to start that up. A couple of highlights are the Singing Cadets Concert will be 7:30 Saturday night in Rudder Auditorium. And also the Aggie Moms Boutique will be from 10:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. in Duncan Dining Hall. And then finally, to close it out, on Sunday morning, starting at 9:30 a.m., we have the All-University Awards Ceremony, which will be in the Rudder Auditorium.
What do parents and the students need to do to make arrangements for any or all of the events this weekend?
Well, with the exception of the Brunch with the Deans, you have to pay for breakfast, but you get to experience the Sabisa Dining Hall Brunch, which is every freshman's favorite meal, and the Maroon and White game, which you'll have to purchase a ticket for. All the rest are free events. If you want to purchase something at the Aggie Moms Boutique, obviously you have to pay for that, but everything else will be free. And there's actually many other events going on. And while I can't say them all now, obviously, there's so many. If you go to parentsweekend.tamu.edu, it'll have a full listing, and it'll tell you if you'll have to pay for the event or whether it's free.
I'm scribbling down the website now. Parentsweekend.tamu.edu will get you to the full schedule then.
It will. And we also have some scheduled events flyers. More like pamphlets around at local businesses. And if you look on the website, we're going to be posting a listing of where those could be picked up. So those will also give you a rundown of the weekend.
Anything else that our listeners, particularly who are parents and or students, need to know for this weekend?
Not too much. It looks like it's going to be beautiful weather. If you're looking for a hotel room nearby, you're probably going to be out of luck. You may as well grab your student's couch or kick them out of their bed, because those go usually a year before Parents Weekend. But we're looking forward to seeing everyone out and enjoying themselves and spending time with the kids.
And, Paul, where are your parents from?
I'm actually from Wichita, Kansas, so they will be making the 9-hour drive in this weekend.
Well, very good. Paul Searle, class of 2012, again, the chair of this year's Parents Weekend here at Texas A&M. Paul, appreciate the visit this afternoon.
I appreciate the time.
You betcha. Again, you're listening to News Talk 1620 WTAW.